Democrats sometimes can take it too far, or, you know, I would categorize liberal as different than woke. You know, woke, which started out as a good thing, alert to injustice, who could be against that? But it became sort of an eye roll because they love diversity except of ideas, and that's not really where we should be. I mean, they have a trail of very bad ideas, I would think, in wokeness.
This is the Trevor Carey Show.
Did you burn out to the air?
On the Valley's Power Talk.
Would you come my way?
How do you define wokeness, buddy?
Well, again, I think it's this collection of ideas that are not building on liberalism, but very often undoing it. I mean, 5 years ago, Abraham Lincoln was not a controversial figure among liberals. We liked him. Now they take his name off schools and tear down his statues. Really? Lincoln isn't good enough for you? You know, 5, 10 years ago, bedrock liberalism was, we are striving to be a colorblind society where we don't see race. Of course, we see it, but it doesn't matter. That's not what woke is.
What is woke, right? We got an insane religion. It's taken over America. The left now worships at the altar of wokeism, and it's become the country's official church. And, you know, America for many generations was the most Christian nation on earth. Christianity, I would say now Russia is even more conservative. More conservative, right? Russia is, I would say. But Christianity was the force in all of world history. And I don't even think anything's even come close to that. But we got a new religion in America today. It's somehow become the country's, wouldn't you say it's a church, this wokeism? Yeah, it is. Right now, it's being forced on the entire world, nation. You know, and it's backed by the government and the media and Silicon Valley. And it's, you got your kids in these schools, man, I feel sorry, preschool through college. But it is, I can't just believe how quickly all of this infiltrated from Hollywood entertainment to business, sports. It's everywhere. It's wokeism. And that was Bill Maher there talking. He was on CNN talking about how, nah, liberalism is not what wokeism actually meant, was to stand up against like an injustice. But, you know, they don't go worship. They go protest. That's what their religion is. And they've been doing this and being woke or going woke. And boy, they will claim to be some of the most sensitive people on the planet, but they know they're not. But anyhow, back in January 2021, a White House executive order said Latino, Indigenous, Native American persons, Asian Americans, this is from Biden, Pacific Islanders, and other persons of color, members of religious minorities, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, LGBTQ plus persons. Let me get my breath. This is a long list. Persons with disabilities. Now get this next one. Persons who live in rural areas and persons otherwise adversely affected by persistent poverty or inequality. Like how they threw in the persons who live in rural areas bit that was thrown in is because, you know, hey, we gotta care about the working class, just like those folks in Ohio, right? The wokeism, though, has gone sicko. The child grooming. I still can't believe that we don't have the outrage that would have been just assumed. People would have been afraid to pull off what they're pulling off in beer taverns on a Saturday afternoon in the Austin city limits. It's grooming. And I tell you what, they should go out. Every single one of those adults should be arrested. I can't believe that they're not. But I move on to the racial discrimination that's been going on in the wokeism, right? That's what they're fighting about. But then they come back and they apply it in the exact same manner that their grandparents and great grandparents and great, 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 great fought against for saying that's wrong to do to people. Like Martin Luther King said, hey, don't don't worry about the skin color. It's what's inside somebody. They moved so far from that and flipped it around. It's invaded. When you want to go get a job, with college admission, you'll hear DEI. Yes, I have a master's of DEI. That means diversity, equity, and inclusion. And, you know, you hire people based on the skin color. Rather than what? What's that thing we used to talk about? Oh, their qualifications, right? Yeah, the qualifications. That's not a thing anymore. Well, we've seen it. The airline industry now, they're saying it's actually getting scary. What they're actually implementing this in some areas where we never would have once thought, no, you need to hire the most qualified person to, you know, have all these people sitting in a lounge chair at 35,000 feet going 600 miles an hour, the most qualified. Didn't we have the 1964 Civil Rights Act where it's not based on skin color but ability? Well, it's literally happening everywhere. We're seeing this happening everywhere. And when you think and you look at our society and how it's gone woke, I knew Minor League Baseball had put it in, but I did not know that Major League Baseball had put it in. And this actually completely irritates me because I was thinking about starting to watch a little bit, but it's the 30-second clock on the pitchers and the batters. Listen to what I'll call that woke for some reason. I'm going to throw it into the woke category, trying to ruin the game of baseball. We got to make it faster, more appealing to the younger generation. Oh, so they're already, listen to this. Imagine this, bottom of the ninth, down by one, bases loaded, three balls, two strikes, and if the batter is not looking in the box, looking at the pitcher at the 8-second mark, he gets a strike. So listen to what happened.
Could have run him up easily. Uh-oh.
And now what?
He's out.
They have called strike three. Wow! This is mayhem! Oh! Automatic strike three called with the bases loaded in a tie game in the bottom of the ninth. This is baseball in 2023.
Wow, see, crazy. That makes absolutely no sense. And I watched the video, and it looked just like a normal batter getting in, the pitcher on the mound. Suddenly, that's illegal. That's illegal. Here's how they explained it here.
Joe Castig said, "Can you believe it?"
Here it is.
He didn't have this in mind.
You see it?
It's at 8 seconds. He has to be alert to the pitcher.
Yep.
2 feet in the box, head looking at the pitcher.
And he wasn't. And they called it a strike. Game over. That is just, they're trying to get at the root. I think that's, and the reason I'm playing that right now when I'm talking about wokeism, which is Marxism, which is communism, which is an attack on the Constitution of these once former United States of America. We've never been more blue and red than we are right now. I'll tell you what, if you're a Republican, you're a conservative, you're hearing my voice, and you're residing in the state of California, you're a conservative missionary in the bluest of the blue. Baby blue eyes. Newsom doesn't have blue eyes, does he? No, I don't think he does. No. No, you never looked into his eyes, you're saying? Come on, everyone.
Everyone has to do their part to help step up for just a few more days.
Those few more days ended yesterday. That was the end of his kingship. Now he's had to be demoted to a governor again, but the wokeism is infiltrated. And remember how it really did start out as snowflake jokes on campus? That's how it started. And little did we know, it was going to quickly turn into a blizzard, like up in Yosemite, right? It is. So many companies, too. That's amazing how quickly the companies, how it went from college to companies. Well, maybe those people graduated and got the jobs and then started demand. Yep, it's exactly how that happens, isn't it? This director of Socialism Research Center at the Heartland Institute and also a New York Times bestselling author, Justin Haskins, he said it's not a secret that over the past decade, hundreds of U.S. corporations have adopted woke policies, injecting left-wing ideals into their products. But some of these businesses have recently gone much further than just merely promoting social justice causes. They've chosen to target conservative customers and employees. Out of the more than 1,000 companies evaluated, they gave a high risk to 147 of them. They said they picked out 51 that are the most impactful. I went over this list. I just highlighted a few here. Among the banks, Ally Financial, Bank of America, Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, U.S. Bank, and Wells Fargo. These are the ones that are called highly classified because they've been targeting conservatives directly. Let's see here. Retail, Best Buy, Home Depot, Kohl's, Macy's, Target, Walmart, online stores, Amazon, Chewy, eBay, Etsy, Shopify. So basically, if you took offense to your conservative views being attacked by these companies, I don't know where you'd shop. I guess they said here, Home Depot advertised flyers to their employees about confronting their white privilege, Christian privilege, heterosexual privilege, able-bodied privilege. I think they took back and said, oh, oops, we're sorry about the Christian privilege, white privilege aspect of that. If I'm remembering correctly on that. Food and beverage here said Ben and Jerry's, Coca-Cola, Kellogg's, McDonald's, Pepsi, why'd you have to do Starbucks, the company with the most radical practices. Can anybody get, it's easy, it's an easy guess to think of the most radical, woke, attack people over their political beliefs, even though this company wants you to eat. Can somebody name it? They were really big behind defund the police. I'll give you a hint. It's cold. No. Ben and Jerry's. You got it. Bing, bing, bing. We got a winner there. Yeah, Ben and Jerry's. They are the biggest out there. But this insane religion, man, has taken over America. And the left now, they worship at the altar of wokeism. And it is a real deal. It really has. And they have become the left's, I guess the blue. I know there's still some same-minded Democrats out there, just like when I played you Bill Maher there.
Democrats sometimes can take it too far, or you know, I would categorize liberal as different than woke. You know, woke, which started out as a good thing, alert to injustice, who could be against that? But it became sort of an eye roll because they love diversity except of ideas, and that's not really where we should be. I mean, they have a trail of very bad ideas, I would think, in wokeness.
The Florida state legislature is going to expand the parental rights law, kindergarten through eighth grade. Now they're bumping it up to eighth grade.
How dare you?
I know. Isn't that horrible, right?
We're about to go into a dark winter.
It's a dark spring, winter. Joe, it's almost spring, right? I'll tell you what Florida's up to next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Hey, coming up bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to the American Principles Project, Terry Schilling here, about the transgender lobby's biggest policy goals they're trying to get through here with this equal rights amendment out there. He'll be coming up here, but we know the world's gone woke, nation's gone woke, but not the majority of us out there haven't. And I'm talking about, I'll even say majority of Democrats would agree with Democrat Bill Maher, as he stated on CNN. I'm sure some people said, Drew, turn that off. I don't want to hear. Bill Maher used to be one of us. He's just.
How do you define wokeness, Roddy?
Well, again, I think it's this collection of ideas that are not building on liberalism, but very often undoing it. I mean, 5 years ago, Abraham Lincoln was not a controversial figure among liberals. We liked him. Now they take his name off schools and tear down his statues. Really? Lincoln isn't good enough for you? You know, 5-10 years ago, bedrock liberalism was, we are striving to be a colorblind society where we don't see race. Of course, we see it, but it doesn't matter. That's not what woke is.
Mm-hmm. I guess woke was to fight injustice, which if that's all it was, I mean, if that was, I think a lot of us would go, yeah, I don't mind being woke about that. We need to get in there. If something's wrong fighting injustice, that's not a Republican Democrat thing. It's not a white black thing. Fighting injustice is something that is humans that the good ones actually want to actually have happen. The Citizens for Sanity, we had them on, I think, a month or so ago here. Boy, they nailed it with this TV ad, nailing wokeism here.
Have you ever boarded a plane and thought to yourself, I hope the pilot is a transgender refugee? Have you ever gone to the emergency room and said, I hope my medical team is incredibly diverse? Have you ever moved to a new city and said, I hope the police department hit its equity goals for the year? If your answer to these questions was no, if you just wanted the most qualified candidates for the job, then you are normal. But we have a lot of very not normal people running America these days. Left-wing politicians believe skin color or gender identity should determine who gets the job. Democrats used to care about the middle class. Now they just care about your race and your gender. And as long as Democrats stay in power, it will just keep getting worse. Stop the bigotry. Stop the insanity. Paid for by Citizens for Sanity.
Imagine we actually had to create something called Citizens for Sanity.
The dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy.
Crazy. Wouldn't you just a few years ago say, what, that's crazy? If you were talking to a parent or a grandparent or somebody out there that knew of a kid, had a kid in their family, maybe your kid came home and said, hey, mom, your sixth grader, 11-year-old boy came home and said, hey, look at this book that I checked out at the library. Today, this is not assumed to be crazy because you actually have teachers and librarians that are getting together with the ACLU to say, you can't purge these books away from these children. Listen to this 11-year-old boy, sixth grade, stand up in front of his school board and talk about the book that he checked out.
I'm a sixth grader. I was in the library, and this book was on a stand. I'd like to read you a page. Go over my hips as I ask.
Hold on, I forgot. There are kids in the car sometimes with people in there. Turn the station off for a minute. Come back here in just a few minutes. This will take 3 minutes, but it's okay. The school's pushing this on them. Oh, yeah, I bleep the words. Yeah, I'm just saying that there's still some stuff in here that you wouldn't want kids. And this is, listen, this little boy reading what he checked out. And, boy, it had a different impact. You know, we've heard the parents read the books at these school board meetings. But to see, hear it from the kids.
I'm a sixth grader. I was in the library, and this book was on a stand. I'd like to read you a page. Go over my hips as I ask if we should take our clothes off. And he's saying yes before I finish my sentence. He's pulling off my t-shirt, laughing when I can't undo his shirt buttons. He's undoing my belt. I'm reaching into his bedside drawer for a condom. We're kissing. Again, we're rolling over. Obviously, you can see where this is going. I don't know if it's because we're feeling especially emotional or just tired. Or these past couple of weeks have been too much. But this reminds me so much of the first time we had sex. We were both terrified, and the whole thing was kind of terrible.
Sixth grade.
We didn't know what we were doing, but it was good too, so good, because we were a mess of emotions, and we were scared and excited, and everything felt new. So this sort of thing just sort of feels like that. Nick touches me like he's scared of that any minute. Now, this book was at my middle school, and it was on a stand. When I rented it out to show my dad it, the librarian asked if I wanted more and if I wanted a graphic novel version.
Graphic novel version, he was asked if he wants. Here's the dad responding.
So I'm that kid's father.
Okay, good. I was asking for you.
Yeah, I'll take another 3 minutes. So that's my son,
okay.
11 years old, and went to his library and found that by the entry door of our library, this is the smut that he is finding, all right? I don't care whether it's gay, straight, bisexual, whatever the terms are for all this stuff, doesn't need to be at our school. Doesn't need to be at my 11-year-old's library. And then as far as genderqueer, I've got a son in the high school as well. And this is We know it, all right? We do not need to be having literature that's showing boys, all right? This is, I'm very, very frustrated about it, okay? And you may think that schools know the best for our children. You know who know the best for our children? The parents.
American Principles Project's Terry Schilling. We're going to talk about the big transgender lobby, biggest policy goals. It's with the ERA bill. Biden is backing it. And yeah, it's in your schools. You know it. We'll talk to Terry Schilling next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
You know what simply blows my mind? How quickly the whole sexualization of children and the transgender issue in America. It just seemed like Bruce Jenner was up there getting an award as Caitlyn Jenner, and Brett Favre was clapping kind of strange-like. That's always the line that when I went, wow, something just changed, but boy, it is quickly invaded. And I'll tell you, there's even more legislation to invade further, and he's on top of it. Terry Schilling with the American Principles Project. Good to have you back on, Terry. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Trevor. Excited to be back.
Isn't it crazy that this is a Republican-Democrat battle over this? Wouldn't you think that there'd be so many Democrats, or maybe you'll enlighten me that there are, who would be on the side of, you don't do this, you don't say that around kids. You don't do that around kids.
No, that's such a great point. This really should be a bipartisan issue. The problem is that this woke ideology has infected the entire Democratic Party. The asylees are running the asylum now, and it's totally crazy. But here's the cool thing, Trevor. We are kicking the crap out of these people. Wait, this is a $2 billion industry right now, right? And you see that from all the propaganda and the PR efforts and the news every single day. And you see the commercials and the guerrilla warfare tactics that they're doing in the marketing world on social media and TikTok going after our kids. But we're kicking the crap out of them in the legislatures. We're going to be at 10 states at the end of this legislative session that have banned these procedures for minors, right? And this is an issue that went from 0 to 60 in just 5 short years. It's really fun to see, and I'm just so proud of the American people because they're responding to these huge challenges, and it's really beautiful.
Terry, if I were Virginia, correct? That's where you are?
That's right.
Now, California, we're in a transgender youth sanctuary kidnapping state.
Isn't that nuts? Right. It is so predatory. Right. Like anytime someone is telling someone else's kids, oh, come here, we'll protect you, we'll give you what you'd like, that is a warning sign for a predator. Right. And California has actually passed this stuff into law. It's insane. And it's really criminal. I mean, if we had a real Department of Justice, they would be cracking down heavily on what California is doing, because it's a step further than grooming. It's going into actually recruitment of these kids, and these people do not have their best interests at heart. That's for sure, especially over their parents.
No, it's scary. The words that, and if it just were some crazy fill in substitute second grader on TikTok, but this is coming from the tip top now. In this administration, it's really scary how they're backing this. But Joe Biden told us early on the campaign, 8-year-old boy wants to be a girl, he has no problem with it. So it's not like we didn't know it was coming. But Terry, explain this Equal Rights Amendment, the Judiciary Committee. They're trying to resurrect the ERA, and it's not the brawl-burning ERA, is it?
No. This is, first of all, this is totally crazy, right? The ERA fight was in the 1970s. It goes back all the way to the 1970s. And it failed. They weren't able to get the amount of states that they needed. But now they're doing kind of like what they've been doing at the Supreme Court, which is just reinterpreting things. This is why, you know, when the left says that the Constitution is just a piece of paper, technically, they're right, because it depends on who's interpreting it and who's actually in power. You still need good, honest people that are enforcing the law, and we don't have that. So basically, they've resurrected this dead ERA fight. They lost that battle handily. Phyllis Schlafly kicked the crap out of him, and now they're resurrecting it. And this ERA fight, it's so similar to what the transgender lobby has been fighting for, right? It has the same consequences. No more segregated bathrooms on the basis of, like, no more private spaces for women, women in the draft, women in everything. It's totally crazy, and it's totally harmful, and it's a huge... The ERA fight is the same fight as the gender identity fight, it's the same goal. It's to erase the distinction and protections that we have for women. That's what they're going after.
You know, all from the tip top to those, well, I don't know about the teachers on TikTok, maybe they, but you know that Joe Biden and Jill Biden, they wouldn't want their granddaughters in a stall or in a bathroom or changing in a swimming area to YMCA in Delaware next to naked men. You know, if they were honest, they'd be like, no, that's wrong. But where's the sellout coming from so many people? How can something that we deemed evil not that long ago, that Democrats would have been in unison, the Bill Clinton administration, Obama administration, they've been in unison. This is wrong. Hillary, Bill, all of them. Maybe not Epstein, but the rest of them would have at least out front been saying this is wrong to sexualize kids. I guess we're having to realize we're fighting a spiritual battle. That's the only thing. It's almost like it's overcome too many people. I can't explain it.
It's ideological. It's spiritual. You're exactly right on that. But it's also profit-driven, right? Money talks. This is a $2 billion industry, this whole transgender thing. And that's just the surgeries, the hospitals, and the pharmaceutical companies. That's not counting all of the books and the literature and the PR efforts. I mean, when you count that stuff in, you're talking $5 to $10 billion a year industry, and that talks. But this ideology, I'm not exaggerating, it has infected the entire Democratic Party leadership. And they know that there will be swift consequences if they oppose this stuff. And so they're silent. They let this stuff happen. And you're right. Joe Biden and Jill Biden, they wouldn't let this stuff happen to their granddaughter. They didn't. If some guy was changing a locker room, they would, next to their granddaughter, they would be outraged over it. But they can't, because these ideologues, these insane people, are in control of the party. It's, the asylees are running the asylum now.
And when you go and you look back at the amount of cases of transgender youth and even adults, and, you know, it used to just be Trinidad, Colorado, where some grown-ups would go and have a sex change. That's about the only place I'd ever heard in America of anything like that back in the day. But you see with social media and the advent of the lost youth, and even the 2 years of the lockdown, the growth of the sudden burst. But, Terry, you nailed it, man. Follow the money. Follow the money.
It's the so there are two things, right? The advent of social media gave all these weirdos a platform to promulgate their perverse messages, but then the money is just so deep and it's entrenched, and now you have those two things combined. And by the way, Obama, when he was president, he said that gender identity discrimination was outlawed under civil rights law, because they outlawed discrimination on the basis of sex. Once they did that, they told all the insurance companies that if you provide mastectomies for cancer victims, you have to provide them for people with gender dysphoria. And it goes so on and so forth. So, like, now, this thing exploded when people didn't have to pay out of pocket for it. And now every insurance company in the nation is covering this stuff, which means not only are these surgeries and treatments being paid for by tax dollars and subsidized through Obamacare, we're paying for it through our premiums every month. It's totally evil, it's totally toxic, and it's totally based on money. If people had to pay for this out of pocket, $40,000 for a phalloplasty, it's not going to happen because people can't afford it.
It is very strange times that we're living in. And I even saw this mom talking about how her 12-year-old daughter, she's like, how did she suddenly at school become a boy? And I didn't know about it. The school didn't let her know. When she traced it all back, it was a Zoom class for art that she let her 12-year-old go on all the time during the lockdown. And they were on there, you know, proselytizing to, you're really a guy, you know. And that's how it started. So you just never know in today's world. Something you might think is innocent, they're out there hitting these kids with this stuff.
No, that's exactly right. It's never been more difficult to be a parent these days. You know, my parents had a more, you know, physical and financial struggle to provide for all of us. This is very much more a spiritual battle. You have to be paying attention to everything your kids are doing. And if there's any parents listening, I'm sure there is, I would get those iPads out of your kids' hands. Give them an Xbox. Give them a PlayStation. Give them a Nintendo Switch instead. Control what they're able to consume, because this unfettered access to the internet, there's so many predators out there. And if they're able to get these messages to their kids, your kids still believe in Santa Claus, for crying out loud. They're going to believe this crazy ideology if the right people are getting to them.
Thank you. We've had conversations about that, Terry. I said when my, well, he's 28 now in the Air Force, but when he was a little boy, he was Buzz Lightyear. I'd be like, hey, Dominic, it's time for dinner. I'm Buzz. Okay, hey, Buzz, it's time for dinner. To infinity and beyond, he'd run in the living room. And I've always said, if I continue that into his teenage and young adult life and just kept fostering that, that's insane. But what's any different than becoming the opposite sex? I mean, a doctor could have made him kind of look like Buzz, right?
No, that's exactly right. And there's not much difference, right? Like, this is all this crazy ideology, right? Like, you are how you identify. That's not true. That's not true for anything. If I identify as the President of the United States, I'm not the President of the United States. And the same thing goes for if I were to say that I identify as a woman. I'm still a man, right? There's this video, this really funny video that went viral. This young guy, his name's Chase, and he's online, and he was asked if he had to sleep with either the oldest woman in the world or the hottest transgender woman in the world, what would he do? And he said, well, I'd sleep with the oldest woman in the world, because if I slept with a transgender woman, that would make me gay. And I'm not gay. I'm straight. That's a biological man. That's homosexual. The women on the other side that he was debating freaked out. They said, that's transphobic. This whole ideology is insane, and it's coercive. It's oppressive. It's tyrannical, and we need to defeat it as soon as possible.
Yeah, indeed. And it has invaded out here in California. I'm sure Virginia, your schools are so famous there. I tell you, that's a hotbed there. Terry, if parents want to get some ammunition on their side, and that ammunition is being well versed on what's going on, direct them your way, please.
Just follow me on social media. I keep everyone updated. I'm doing these regular weekly videos talking about the different issues of the day. It's Schilling, Schilling, 1776 across all the platforms, Twitter, Getter, Instagram, True Social, all of that. Schilling, 1776.
And you look good on Fox. I saw you there, man.
Thank you so much, Trevor. That was a fun time.
I was like, hey, I know that guy. Hey, thank you, Terry. We appreciate it. Keeping those kids safe out there. Have a good one, bud. Thank you. How many feet of snow in Yosemite? Wow, it broke the Buffalo record that I lived through. Wow, there's a lot of water waiting up there for springtime. Thank you, Lord above. I'll tell you some of those details of the latest next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
We're about to go into a dark winter. A dark winter.
For the third time this week, the Grapevine section of I-5 has been closed down due to snow and ice tangling traffic. This after several storms have hit California, bringing lots of rain and low elevation snow. The rain has also caused mudslides. The soil is saturated. Snow also continues to batter the Sierra Nevada mountains. That's prompted road closures there, including Interstate 80, which runs between Reno and Sacramento across the Sierra.
Yeah, he was probably sitting in a studio. He Googled up sound effects, wind in the background. Let me make this sound right. No, he was probably out there in it. I tell you, this storm, how much? I couldn't believe the pictures. Ryan Jacobson yesterday, Fresno County Farm Bureau, was in here, and he was showing me some pictures on his iPad of his place up there in the mountains, and he said he's never had snow like that on the front porch ever. And there's heavy layers of snow up to 15 feet deep. Now, I've always given you my horror story of, it was Buffalo, November 2014, 7 feet of snow, 24 deaths, $48 million in damage. That's the first time I've ever felt like, okay, if I had a heart issue or a heart pain or a heart attack or slipped and I was out, there would be no way for anybody medical to get to. It was, I felt, I was like, what about the pregnant women? This is horrible. And it was, but 15 feet? Woo! Think how the park crews up there are like, okay, we dealt with snow before, but this is something. Just the services, the critical services. They're trying to obviously get it where visitors can return, but that's not even their main focus right now. I mean, when you're under 15 feet, there's no estimated date for reopening going on up there whatsoever yet. But I saw, of course, now it's going to get colder tonight. Wasn't that something? Now you know. When the sun came out today, wasn't it like, ah, look at that. It hadn't been that long. And imagine the places like Seattle, Portland, Buffalo, just Cleveland, where it's Pittsburgh, Akron, Ohio, where it is just that overcast. And they might get a couple days out of the month where the sun comes out, and it's such a blessing, and we have it here all the time. But I tell you, this has been great this winter. We'll always remember the wet winter of 2023, right? It was supposed to be a dry one. That was the predictions, and now we got that bank account up there on the hillside. Turning Point USA, we've heard of Turning Point UK. This is he's a Anglican pastor. He's a reverend, Anglican reverend. Calvin Robinson is his name. If you might have seen him online, he's a young black man. He has on the Anglican, I'll just say, kind of uniform. You know, it's not quite Catholic, but it's that kind of fancy thing. But he was out, man. He was face to face with some of the protesters there in London. Listen to what he said.
Yesterday, I attended an event in South London protesting against drag queen story time. Don't get me wrong, adults reading stories to children is a wonderful thing. It truly is. And having been a school teacher, I can tell you I wish more parents would read to and with their children. However, why does the LGBTQ plus lobby insist on conflating adult entertainment with story time? This baffles me.
It baffles many. I mean, the innocence of children, talking with Terry Schilling there, or the American Principles Project about, you know, the protection of these kids.
I've seen too many videos surfacing of drag queens performing in front of bewildered young children with adults watching on in amusement, including allegedly in the local area I was protesting at yesterday. Whatever happened to protecting the innocence of children? They yelled expletives, they threw eggs, and they held up some really horrendous signs, most of which I cannot repeat on air. But there was one particular suspect sign which read, "Queer joy is for all ages," which seems to expose their motives. They're saying the quiet part out loud.
Aren't they? He's nailing it, and he's going to take a lot of abuse for that. You know, the Bidens would not want their grandkids or their great-grandkids around anything like that.
The idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, you know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It'll make my life a lot easier. There should be zero discrimination.
Once again, in a liberal society, adults can live their lives however they see fit, for the most part. And what goes on between two people behind closed doors, between consenting adults, is between them and their God. However, it's when they attempt to bring children into it that I feel, as a society, we should stand up and say no. So I leave you with the question. Ask not why your children need to spend time with drag queens. Ask why drag queens are so keen to spend time with your children.
Wow. You heard that. Reverend Calvin Robinson. Answer this one out loud.
Ask not why your children need to spend time with drag queens. Ask why drag queens are so keen to spend time with your children.
Stop it. Stop it now.
No, we're not. I'm going to keep talking about this one. We have to. You know, I'm going to say I'm just trying to put in your mid-30s and up, you probably feel maybe you grew up in an America where folks got rewarded based on how hard they worked at something to reach all kinds of achievements, right? I now officially announce that time period is over. Today, you got to check race, gender, sexual preference, disabilities, minority status, what you think about the environment.
How dare you!
The time period that we once knew that had equality is kaput.